Hello, hello, and happy, beautiful Wednesday. Oh my gosh, this has got to be, this is why people love Sandpoint, Idaho. Like the spring buds are starting to come out. And I mean, this morning I took a walk about and there's my hyacinths popping up among the daffodils. It's just a stunning day in North Idaho, especially after such a gray winter, wet. Welcome to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy, and you're listening to North Idaho Radio, and I have a very fun guest. In fact, I've invited her back this time because last time we came for an entirely different reason, and she ended up talking about another part of her life that she was doing. So I'm sitting here today with Busy Gold, and she is new to our community, newer a couple years in our community.
Yeah, this will be our third year.
Third year in our community, but she has done things all over the world, and she is a transplant initially out of even New York. But she brings one of the things that I love being a local in Sandpoint is that people that are moving here, they really have a beautiful new energy. They see things a little bit different. They have a perspective that's a little more traveled and worldly, which brings great opportunity for those of us who grew up in this town to expand our minds. So welcome, Busy. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've had a great morning, spent the morning with her learning about the break method, and that is what we are going to talk about today. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself for a bit, and then we'll get into what the break method even is.
Thank you so much for that lovely introduction, and it's an honor to be back again. I feel like twice
Thank
in
you.
One month I could get used to this. I feel a sideshow emerging.
I do too. You have so much to teach us.
Thank you. And I love having you both as a student, as a new budding friendship as well. So I appreciate that. And you guys are lucky to have had Lindy all this time guiding you through life and inspiring people in the community to embrace newness. I think sometimes just tangential, but sometimes in the environment we grew up, if there are a lot of people that are locals, it can be tough to embrace change and incoming newness. So I love that you're highlighting the positives that can come from that instead of just focusing on the negatives. Because I will say, having moved here from many much larger communities, to your point, I've found exceptional people here. This
Sandpoint
seems to be
so
it's like moth to a flame of unique, exceptional human beings. So I'm grateful to have also been called to this place. I do feel like this place does call people.
It really does.
Like people, I feel like a lot of people don't plan to move here. Somehow Sandpoint plans to have you move here.
You know, my parents did it 60 years, drive across the Long Bridge, and I just capture you in the, this just again, tangent. We got to get through this interview today, but just this is where Native Americans came to heal the wounded. So it is a very healing place in general too. So it is interesting that we have all of these just very interesting people that are just doing their businesses remotely, but in and appreciating this beautiful natural area that we live in. So
it truly is a beautiful place, and it feels like a big blessing to be here. I have four kids, as you know, and from the day we first stepped foot here, we just knew it was home, and the transition was easy, and there was never a moment that I questioned our decision. And life has just been this blissful expansion for the last 3 years, and we love the school system, we love the people, and it's just such an honor. And I'm really excited to be bringing Break Method and all these other businesses to this community, because I think all communities need what we have to offer.
Well, and we need the economy. I mean, again, as a local, it was hard to grow up, and there wasn't always an abundance and jobs for everyone. So it, you know, it's a bittersweet for sure as a local to or native to see the growth. But on the other hand, if we get like-minded people and people who really appreciate our area, and bringing the economy, it's really great for everyone wins.
I totally agree. And when we first moved here, Gordon was talking about how, you know, he grew up in a really small town. Gordon's my husband, small town in Manitoba, farm town. I think his graduating class was like 10 people. So he knows what small town life is like. And I do think that Sandpoint does a uniquely good job of bridging the gap where the locals and the natives, I know this is even something that you do, are making connections with the new people, so you can actually impart your perspective and your beliefs about what Sandpoint is, so there's not this separation of like you're new so we don't talk to you. I think the process has to be very integrated, and you need to see and respect how the locals live life while also allowing that gap to be filled so that people can co-mingle together and build something new and beautiful.
It cuts down on the resentment and the anger. And honestly, I do it for my health. I mean, I could be ticked off and mad because it's like, well, I like my tiny little town the way it was and the lake to myself to water ski in the morning. But, you know, I mean, it's going to happen with or with, especially with this new global sort of techno world where mm-hmm. everybody finds out about it. So the resentment just isn't good in the body. So that's, you know, always
never,
my,
never
is. That's my mission with this show always. Again, Let Your Color Out is just finding people who are true to their passion and they have brought us things through their own learning skills and their adversity in life. So busy with that, we talked a lot about booty yoga, which I need you to remind us what booty stands for.
So booty is an Indian Marathi word that means the cure to something hidden away or kept secret. And it was in reference to jati booty, which is what they called Ayurvedic herbs.
Okay.
So imagine, I mean, I've thought about this a lot. I went to acupuncture school, and when you hear all these stories about how they found out about that particular Chinese herb, they're obviously like very fairy tale mythological, but it's always the joke in acupuncture schools. It's always a story where like somebody accidentally died from eating it. And then right next to that, they found out the thing that actually cured the thing that killed the other person.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So if you think about it, you know, and we really look at pharmakia in general, how did people figure out these things that are growing beneath the earth and what they actually could do to help heal us?
Here, who wants to try this first?
Right? Like, I hope it doesn't kill you.
Yeah, well,
so
we'll
you,
learn.
You know, I think we're led to believe that there was some level of trial and error involved in it. I think if we shift to a spiritual perspective, that's probably less true than you'd think it is. But in this reference, right, you have to be digging through this dirt and muck to find this healing substance. So there's this trust and faith process where it's like you have to dig through something that's illogical to get to the golden nugget that's going to actually help you heal. And I think it's a beautiful analogy for who we are as human beings. So often we're primed socially to look outside of ourselves for the tool or the answer. And really the reality is if we can go internal, the answer is in there somewhere, but there's all of these things that have muddied up our experience or ability to find that answer.
And taught us to sort of abandon our own mm-hmm. wisdom. Like we
Absolutely.
Trust other people before we start trusting ourselves, mm-hmm. and our own insight for ourselves can be so valuable.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I feel like that's a good segue to break.
Which it is. It's a perfect segue.
They're counterpoints, right? Because on one hand, it's like, we need to get more connected with ourselves because there is this innate wisdom that exists within us. But there's also years and years of emotional experience and patterning that makes that muddy. So I think some of that's what creates the connection or the disconnection is that we go through all these years of reacting to our environment and solidifying our story. And we create kind of these layers of muddiness. And then we kind of forget like, what is our inner wisdom? How do I really feel? And what you end up feeling are all these coping responses and more reactionary emotions. And that can start to feel like your story.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the conditioning that goes along, mm-hmm. you know, the conditioning is so powerful in becoming who we actually are.
Absolutely. So I feel like break does this reversal where booty helps you go internal and find that part of you that has the ability to help heal you.
And booty is also about the physical.
Very, you know, very,
very
physical.
Moving the body physically, which is so helpful.
Catalyzing, shaking, and vibration to release stored trauma, etc. It's a much more somatic-based practice. Now, when you shift gears toward break method, this is very much looking at how that mud and muck that disconnects you from that inner wisdom was created and how to stop aligning with the stories or the feelings that might actually be leading you astray.
Absolutely.
It's very common that we can feel something and it feels real and it feels similar to something we've experienced in the past. So our brain is kind of always pinging back to the past, forward to the future and saying, it feels real, so it must be real. And then you act as if it's real.
Yep, absolutely.
But when you do this, you're perpetuating that forward and recreating it.
Well, I think what we're going to do, we're going to get into the break method a little bit after this because it's a lot of the patterning. And I think, you know, I've been listening to this for a bit, and so I'm understanding it. But it's really a very complicated but very simple mm-hmm. thing. And so we'll get to understand. So we're going to take a short break, our first break. At least we've had our initial conversation with Booty. And when we get back, we'll get into the break method. And we'll be right back. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Details on example rate at SelectQuote.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/credit card.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right. Welcome back to North Idaho Radio. There's just so much to pack into an hour. I was just talking with Busy Gold again about how best to talk about the break method. And I think I won't even try. I think I will just let Busy go ahead and tell us what the break method is.
Break method is a data analytics approach to mental health. Break method is outside of the traditional mental health paradigm. So when you think of things like therapy, social work, etc., we're talking about people who have gone through a certain academic funnel, if you will, and they're learning certain theories, and then those theories are getting stamped, and then they're going out into the world and they're doing their work. This work, if we look back historically, has not actually evolved all that much. And if you look around, it doesn't take long until you start to see the mental health crisis right at your
traditional
door.
Therapy.
Traditional
model.
Therapy, okay. Correct. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been.
It's a slow process.
It's a slow process. Yes. There has not been much change.
Okay.
And there is a part of this that's very intentional. There's a bit of gatekeeping. And I think when we look at our own lives, it doesn't take long until you see the mental health crisis at your doorstep. It could be a loved one experiencing addiction. It could be a suicide. It could be a marriage falling apart. It could be watching kids experience abuse and you helplessly not knowing what to do about it, right? We see in our community, I've personally seen where you see a family at the grocery store and you're watching their kids and you're like, oh, good Lord.
Yes.
You know, something needs to intervene here. Yeah. These kids don't look well. So it doesn't take long in your community, any community, to see that there's mental health crisis literally all around us. And for whatever reason, the needs of humanity are not being met at the current moment. whatever we've been doing has not been meeting the needs because it's not evolving as fast as the problem is growing.
The mental health problem.
The mental health problem. So enter break method, which break method is outside of the traditional mental health paradigm. So it's like outside of the mental health sector itself.
And that being, again, I'll get a therapist, I'll go to a counselor.
Correct.
Okay.
So, and again, if you're a therapist or a counselor, you've got to go to school and you learn, you know, here are the theories. These are the theories that you can use. Now, basically, choose your style. And usually that style is a blend of XYZ theories that you learned. Break method was created from outside of those theories, which, of course, you know, people don't like that. People don't necessarily embrace change. They don't like outsiders.
Well, they like to question. They just come with a lot of doubt. And, you know, anytime you want to create something new, look at any of the inventions out there. I mean, everybody, you've got a ton of self-doubters and naysayers.
And you're typically hated in the beginning when you're on the cutting edge. And you were at the seminar this morning when we were talking about that. If you're willing to put yourself out there and be on the edge of change, you have to be comfortable with not being well-liked by your peers for a time. So break method now works in training therapists. So now we've crossed this threshold where even though the methodology itself is outside of what they've been taught, we're now being adopted as a modality by therapists. And that's the training you were at this morning. We're training about 38 therapists all over the country right now in this modality.
It's great that they've jumped on board and endorsed this. So now you've, and again, break method is it's very new to Sandpoint, and that's why I'm obviously having her on the air, but it's very, it's in 26 different countries. I mean, it's been around, you're influencing a ton of people to
We've been around for 10 years, and we've helped over 15,000 clients at this point. And now we're up to about 150 therapists trained all over the world. We're in about 5 different countries, but obviously the majority is in the US and Canada. Okay. We are absolutely wanting to keep expanding this, but I think outside of the training of the therapist, what we focus on our bread and butter as a business is working with people, right? We are a client-facing practice, and we've been doing this for 10 years. And of course, when anything grows big enough, you realize I'm limited in who I can reach unless I start training other people. Thus, why we're at this point of training therapists. So we've trained 15,000, or we've seen 15,000 clients in our private practice online, and now we're bringing that to therapists to be able to bring into their practices as well.
And that's the beautiful thing. So many can access this now because it's an online training. Like today's all live streamed. This whole 3 days is a live stream.
And for any client, we work with individuals, couples, and families. It's 100% done online. So all of your one-on-one sessions. Yeah, we work with corporations. We've worked with residential programs. We've worked with addiction and behavior centers. We've worked with schools. So the application of what we do is broad. And I think as we dissect it a little bit more, the magic is in the sequence itself. So I think this might be a good time to break down, you know, like the what is break practically and what does it help accomplish out in the world?
I think that
would
be a great thing.
So we were talking a little bit about the Dewey Decimal System in the training this morning. And if anyone listening has ever had to do a library scavenger hunt at school, which I know I certainly did, so that as a kid you can learn the Dewey Decimal System, you find that the Dewey Decimal System helps break up the whole library into sections based on topic. So that instead of looking for a book and you're looking at 200,000 books and there's nowhere to look, you just are wasting hours and hours of your time trying to find a needle in a haystack. Now you can understand what the category of the book is and then how to actually find it in alphabetical order. And that's all represented with a specific numerical pattern, right? So 403.7, for example. You know that 4 corresponds to a certain category and then how to look for it in order. So it takes something very complex and confusing and it makes it very easy to find efficiently, right? So that's it's quick. It allows there to be speed to getting the result you want. I want this book right now, boom. And of course, now in today's world, 2024, it's way too easy where now it's all computerized. You don't have to put in any work, so.
But the analogy is good because that's what you're doing with the brain. We have 5 different brain
pattern
styles. And you were saying earlier in today's training that we all fit in these 5 patterns.
We've found through extensive data analysis that all of humanity can get distilled down into 5 brain pattern types, which can be hard for some people to take and put it into their heart as truth, because we're led to believe that human beings are so unique and different. And the reality is the way we present ourselves to the world can be very unique and different, but the computer program that's helping them process their world and choose behavior, so there's only five of them. If you were to imagine it this way, it's like there's only five computer models. We don't get to see the computer model. We see a person's hair. We see their communication style. We see how loving or warm they are. Their computer is how they're experiencing their world and defining their reality. That's what really holds the key to success, is not focusing on the behavior or the affect, right? How a person's emotions are expressed visually, but what's actually going on in their head. How do you get to that? Well, and so that's often a break I think
we don't even necessarily know. It just comes forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a great point. Break method at its core is built to prevent self-deception. Self-deception is when we lie to ourselves without knowing we're doing it. Break method at its core helps establish in the first session exactly what your brain pattern type is. Once we know your brain pattern type, we can predict all of your behavior, preferences, choices, patterns of behavior with 98.3% accuracy. This is like the Dewey Decimal System number.
Okay. And I think what's so fun about that is that you can actually start to be aware of it. And I think that's your process. And we'll take a short break. And when we come back, we'll talk about that process of learning your own brain patterns. You're listening to North Idaho Radio, and I'm talking with Busy Gold today.
We care about your safety. If you need to break ground on a new outdoor project, be aware that buried electric and natural gas lines can be anywhere. It's the law to call 811 at least 2 business days before you dig. Spray paint white lines showing your dig zone, and a crew will mark the utility lines. Mark accuracy zone is within 2 feet of the mark, so always hand dig to expose the line first. Call 811 before you dig. The service is free for residential customers. Avista, we just want you to be safe.
Do you ever pay attention to overhead power lines? If you're like most people, you don't, but you should, especially when you're working up on a roof or carrying a ladder outdoors. Kids who climb trees and fly kites and adults with drones need to watch out for power lines too. And on the off chance that you find a downed power line, stay at least 10 feet away and quickly call 911 and Avista. Always pay attention to power lines. It's your best line of defense. Avista. We just want you to be safe.
The new Coeur d'Alene Gun Show, sponsored by Lewis Clark Trader, is coming to the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. The Coeur d'Alene Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Native American artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. 2 big days, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the Coeur d'Alene Gun Show at the Kootenai County Fairgrounds this weekend. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's time to replace. And right now you can get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. Plus, with our spring savings event, you can buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy 4 or more units. Just text FIX to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for no dollars down, no monthly payments, and no interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text FIX to 200-300 to buy one window or door and get one 40% off. And right now, save an extra $30 off every unit. Hurry, this incredible offer is only in April. Text FIX to 200-300. Text the word FIX to 200-300. FIX to 200-300.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
KSPT KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Oh, Oh, gosh. Okay, we're back. I'm so sorry. We have so much fun during the break, and then I get in trouble for talking because we're back on air. You're listening to Let Your Color Out, Let Your Life with Lindy, and I am talking with Busy Gold today, and it's just we're having a really great conversation on the break method, and I think that one of the main reasons I was like, why did I want to get her back on here? Because I think there's all these different modalities, therapy and counseling, which are wonderful and I fully support, especially, you know, living with autoimmune or the struggles that life can turn. Those are great things to just have someone help you work through the process. I'm an out loud processor, so that's a great thing. But what I really appreciate with the break method, and Busy, you can speak to this, but is it gets you out of victim. Like it really empowers you in catching your thinking and helps you become kind of a healthier thinking person, catches your brain patterns. So maybe you could speak a little bit to the five brain types or patterns that you talk about and just how it gets you empowered in your own health and wellness.
Absolutely. So going back to this concept of the Dewey Decimal System, in session number one, we're able to predict your brain pattern type based on all of the data we collected during the first session. So this is a great time to remind you, if you've ever been to therapy, a lot of the questions you're being asked are, how did that make you feel? What was your experience of that? It's all narrative based. So it's in the storytelling experiential part of your mind. In break method, we stay completely clear of those sorts of questions. We only want to track the data of input-output relationships. So some examples would be, were your parents married? If so, for how long? Did your parents argue? Did you have any siblings? Were, if you were an older sibling, did you ever have to caretake your younger siblings?
So you don't get into like, oh, I was abused as a child or I was forgotten at school, those kinds of things?
Correct. So those things all, of course, will come into play, but we've found that the brain pattern is actually generated by very specific data input. So an example would be, if you were an older sibling and you had to caretake your younger siblings, yes, I wouldn't ask, and how did that make you feel? I don't care how it made you feel because that's not actually relevant to the brain pattern type. When you're an older child and you have to be in a caretaking position of your younger siblings, you learn to be more responsible. You learn to actually hold that obligation, and typically it leads to feelings of pride or at least self-efficacy, like I can do this. Even if they have a chip on their shoulder and they don't like doing it or they're mad at their parents, those feelings don't matter. It's what was the input? Well, the input was at age 11, I had to care for my three-year-old toddler sibling.
Parents got divorced and I was thrown into
that. That's an example of an input versus it made me really mad when X.
Got it.
So we track the data inputs and those data inputs tell us what the brain pattern type is. So using this example of the older sibling having to caretake the younger sibling, as you can imagine, it naturally causes you to be more selfless. You don't have a choice. You have to learn to show up for others and, in fact, learn to suppress your own wants and needs in the process. It doesn't help me to know how that client felt about it. I just need to know the circumstance and the timeline of events.
Okay.
Once we know these timeline of events, we can then accurately place them into one of the five brain pattern types. That brain pattern type is like having that number on the Dewey Decimal System. What this does big picture for somebody that's in therapy or somebody that's in a healing profession, instead of saying, how do I help this person who could have any of these million problems, in one session, it helps me go right to their exact file efficiently and know everything I need to do to help this person overcome and heal as quickly as possible. Break method is built to be effective and efficient and sustainable, right? So effective, right? It actually works. And we were talking about this morning in training. In break method, we actually believe that healing is possible. And for better or for worse, I don't think many mental health practitioners actually believe that to be true anymore. Things are about affirming where you are or giving you other coping mechanisms or telling you to accept your label, right? Everything's about acceptance. Acceptance in general means that you're willing to take something that's not what you want and deal with it, right? Like,
okay,
you wanted a Tahitian vanilla milkshake. Best I got is plain Jane vanilla. Here you go. And you're like, but I really want a Tahitian vanilla. It's like, well, vanilla's all you got. Everything's about, this is who you are, now deal with it. We'll give you some strategies to make being there feel better, but you can't change it. At Break Method, we believe, and the data is there to prove, you can actually change it.
It's a way almost to manipulate the brain.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
It is a way to manipulate the brain.
Martin Luther King manipulation, by the way. The good stuff.
Yeah, the good
the
stuff.
The good manipulation.
We always call it positive manipulation.
Okay, perfect.
So maybe a good way to explain this is, most of us, the way our brain pattern functions is it makes us repeat certain thoughts and behaviors, right? We start to see these as our personality. Well, this is just how I like things. An example for me would be historically, and I have four kids, I don't like playing that much. It's like I have to really push myself. I'm not one of those parents that's like, let's go to the playground. Like, let's play blocks. My brain's like, this is the most boring, purposeless thing ever. But that's my brain's natural position. I have to override that and see the value in it for my kids and do it anyways. So the point here is if our brain is able to dictate our reality, that means we have a preference. I like to do this or I don't like to do that. If we let what we like or don't like dictate what we're doing, we're not going to do the things we don't like to do, right? And our brain heals when we do the things that we don't like to do, or our brain doesn't want to prioritize. So we were just talking about it for you.
Where it's I know,
like,
we were.
I have to schedule some downtime. It's like, well, that's hard for you. And then even if you have downtime, like how easy is it for you to turn your brain off?
Yeah, my downtime so is like hard. Gardening and like creating new like spaces. And yeah, so that's not downtime.
It's not downtime.
That's not like parasympathetic.
I feel that's not parasympathetic, and I'm exactly the same. So it's something that I struggle with too. And when we think about this brain pattern dictating our preference, this is where the manipulation comes in. If we only do what we want to do, we're never going to heal. We're just going to keep repeating the same thing over and over again. And I think it's important that you start to see this like a rut in a road. Every time a person drives over that rut, what is going to happen?
Just
it
deeper.
Gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And then the more people that come in its path, it's going to pull them into the rut. Your brain pattern, every year that goes by without doing something like break method to rewire it, that rut gets deeper and deeper and it becomes more challenging to get out of it. The process of getting out of it does involve some level of positive manipulation because we have to show your brain where the error in thinking is taking place and show you, we call it the dangling carrot, actually help your brain see what is on the other side that's worth stepping into this discomfort for.
Change is always just uncomfortable. I mean, it just,
always.
Yeah, it just is.
And I think one of the things that's important, there are many things out there that are kind of like, don't do this, do that. And we were talking about this morning in the seminar. Break method is nothing like this because we're not just saying, oh, these are all the things that you do that are bad. Do these things instead. The whole idea is like, well, if I could do those things, wouldn't I have been doing them?
Right.
I used to have anxiety when I was a kid. And whenever I had panic attacks, my dad would be like, just breathe. And it's like, dude, if I could breathe, I wouldn't be having a panic attack. You've got to be kidding me. So you can't just tell a person when they're in the midst of an emotional response, do the opposite. It's only going to create frustration. If I could do that, I would have been doing that, but I don't know how to do that. Then comes this idea that I think we've been pitched a lot in the last, 5-10 years. Oh, well, I'm going to read about it on social media and I'm just going to do this instead of that. Or I'll go grab a self-help book and I'll learn how to do it. Well, guess what? When you're actually in the situation itself, your subconscious is going to override anything you've consciously learned and you're still not going to do it.
It's like your brain wants to keep you safe.
Your brain wants to keep you safe.
Keeps you in the rut. It's like that's where the road is.
Safety means repeated cause and effect. It needs to know if I do this, then this will happen. And your brain, even if that end result is perpetually heartbreaking and chaotic, it will actually feel like that is the safer way to live life. I always explain it using the analogy of the movie The Croods. It's like a kid's movie where it's like a cave family, they're the last family on Earth. And the dad is the only one that leaves the cave. The family has to stay in the cave all the time. And his whole motto is fear keeps us alive. So they don't ever get to leave the cave. They live in perpetual darkness. And he goes out and he gets them food and conquers the world. And he comes back and he draws pictures of what's going out in the world with soot from the fire on the wall. And eventually the precocious teen daughter is like, what? I'm not going to live the rest of my life in this cave. So what if it's dangerous? I want to go out and experience it for myself. So in this way, our brain functions like Mr. Crude. It's like, no, the only way I know how to keep you safe is to keep you in this cave where I know all the walls, I know all the exits, and you don't get to experience anything else, but at least I know what to expect. Okay. We need to be more like the precocious teen daughter that's willing to face the world out there to heal our brain.
And literally, we're questioning our brain. Like, our brain kind of just wants a job.
Yes. So I love that you said that. And this is, I think, one of the things about break that is so powerful. And I mentioned it this morning in the seminar. When I was a young kid, my dad would be like, you're either going to be a lawyer or a therapist. And somehow I found a way to be both and neither at the same time. So a therapist, when they go to court in the courtroom, and I'm sure anyone can call on any movie or good TV show like Law and Order that they've seen, you've got two lawyers going head to head. They're both on opposing sides. Who's going to win? Well, the person that literally has the better argument, or that is better able to tear apart the other person's argument, right? So it's a battle of language. Mm-hmm. In the brain, it is also a battle of language. And as human beings, we
maybe
become
even a battle of beliefs.
Well, and so yes, a battle of beliefs. But if you think about it this way, a belief is built on the architecture of language. So I always tell people that just like a car runs on gasoline, the brain functions on systems of language. So even a belief that seems like something intangible, but a belief, if you made it like ticker tape on a news station, that belief still has language to it.
Got it.
And over time, we start to disconnect from that language and we stop being curious to understand what it's even saying. We tune it out, we don't like it, or we put things over it like affirmations or mantras. Like, I'm just going to tune this out because I don't like what it's saying, but it's still operating down
below. It's
still
got the same operation system.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So we have to fight language with language. If the brain is generating language that it believes to be the Bible, like this is what it is, there's no changing it, we have to step in like a lawyer and break apart the argument for your brain and expose all of the weaknesses so that it sees the error in its thinking. Because at the end of the day, the brain, if you insert the right language and you show it the error, it actually will disengage and you'll have a whole new
experience.
A whole new experience. You'll have new possibilities that your brain was hiding from you before. And we found that that is the key. When you properly attack the language and you reinsert the correct language, the brain grabs it like it was thirsty, like a tree in the desert that hasn't been watered. It grabs it, and that's when we have the brain completely rewire.
Wow, that is fantastic. All right, we've got one more break, and when we come back, we will talk with Busy a little bit more about how you can get involved or maybe even run through a scenario that might apply to you at all of those you listening out on North Idaho Radio.
It's time once again for the Selkirk Association of Realtors annual fundraising breakfast benefiting Lost in the 50s. Please join us at Second Avenue Pizza on Sunday, April 14th from 7:30 to 12:30. Breakfast includes generous portions of scrambled eggs, pancakes, potatoes, sausage, bacon, and fruit. It's just $15 per person and $8 for those under 10. We hope to see you at Second Avenue Pizza on Sunday, April 14th.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Mopar has extended the buy three, get one for a dollar tire promotion until the end of April. This month, we are offering front end alignment starting at $69.95 or $59.95 with the purchase of a set of tires. AC services starting at $149 plus Freon, and coolant flushes starting at $169. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Pierce Auto Center.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV.
From Spokane, Washington to Lewiston, Idaho, R&R RV Center is your one-stop shop for RV service and supplies. Not satisfied with your current dealer? Visit R&R RV Center today. RV service appointments are available right now. With over 60 service bays, a full collision center, and chassis shop, R&R RV will get you back on the road fast. Beat the spring rush and schedule your RV service today. R&R RV works in all brands and accepts all insurances. And ask about R&R RV's new Buy Now, Pay Later program for parts and service. Call to schedule your RV service today at R&R RV Center, Eastern Washington's largest RV dealer, Liberty Lake, North Spokane, and Lewiston. And visit rnrrv.com.
Get out of your dreams and into an RV from R&R RV, your RV superstore.
It's the fifth anniversary of Kalispell Casino in Cusick, Washington, and we're celebrating all month long. Just 20 minutes north of Newport on Highway 20, Kalispell Casino is recognizing a monumental milestone of 5 incredible years of gaming and excitement in Ponderay County. We're celebrating the official anniversary on Friday, April 12th. with 50 cents off gas at all Kalispell-owned Chevron stations. Plus, anniversary hot seats at Kalispell Casino. And join us for the $5,000 a day giveaway extravaganza, April 22nd through April 26th. Yes, Monday, April 22nd through Friday, April 26th, every day. One lucky winner will walk away with $5,000. Use your Kama's rewards card at Kalispell Casino for a chance to win big just by playing your favorite games. Plus, all comps and points earned can also be used at Northern Quest Resort and Casino, 1898 Public House, and the Kalispell Golf and Country Club Golf Shop. Celebrate our fifth anniversary with us at Kalispell Casino in Cusick, Washington.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Wow, how time flies when you're having fun. This is why I had to invite her back. We did the same thing with when we started talking about the booty yoga. And we're, again, talking with Busy Gold today about the break method and just a really great, I guess, healing modality that gives you a chance to change your brain patterns and to start by noticing them. And I think you've developed a whole, you said five sort of, you can do this in 5 to 6 programs, or how do you actually, let's say I just came to you, or somebody out there listening to this says, I want to do this brain pattern interruption. How would you suggest we start that?
So obviously you can always go to breakmethod.com, and then you would just select if you're doing it as an individual, as a couple, or with your family. We work with family systems. So we work with kids all the way down to toddler age. Obviously I'm not going to do a session with a toddler, but we absolutely include the toddler's behavior patterns in the session so that we can help the parents start to provide opposite stimulus to help the child heal as well.
Well, and I just want to quickly admit, once you start changing yourself, it's amazing how the behaviors of the children change.
So fast.
Yeah.
And in fact, I've worked a lot with teens with behavior issues. And every time I'd have to have that awkward moment where I look at the parent when they're like, my teen's doing this and they're doing that and I did everything perfectly. And I have to help them face the music, which is nothing happens in a vacuum. That child's behavior is a byproduct of that person, whether they like it or not. Doesn't matter if you think you did everything perfectly. Everything that happens in repetition during early childhood is what generates their brain pattern. Your brain pattern is fully formed by age 5.
Oh,
so between 2 and 5, you're you.
Good thing we have the break method to help my 3.
So on average, break method takes about 20 weeks to complete. I always refer to it as a slinky. Some people, I've had really high performers in sales get through it in 12 weeks because it's like they're just maybe in competition with themselves. So 12 weeks is the shortest I've ever seen it done. 20 weeks is more average, but I've seen people take as long as 36 months as well to get it done, especially if they're doing it in a family and they're trying to bring all the family dynamics into it and different people in the family are at different points in the work before we bring everything back together at the end. So it's all 100% done online. It's going to be a series of one-on-one sessions with videos and homework that you also complete at home.
And Zoom calls.
Yeah, they're all the one-on-ones are always through Zoom.
So you're talking with your trainer or your
therapist.
Absolutely,
yeah. You'll always have two people. So you'll have a behavior strategist and a client support specialist.
Behavior strategist, that's what you're calling
it. So behavior strategists are the ones doing the actual diagnostic work, the pattern opposition. So they're the ones that are diagnosing the brain pattern type and actually giving you rewiring strategy to come back into healing. The client support, they're there to help you with homework, help you with daily stressors, check in with you what's working, what's not working. They're making the small tweaks and hearing about check-ins from week-to-week basis. One thing that's important about the videos and the homework that you complete is that we're making this sustainable for you. You have to know what we know so that you can do this for yourself for the rest of your life.
You want to work yourself out of a job, which is the beauty of a, you know, oftentimes therapists, that's their bread and butter. So they tend to stay, you know, in therapy, or I stay in therapy for 30 years. But like the goal would be to get me empowered so I could just do my own thing.
Yeah. My goal, I always tell clients at the end of the day, I would love nothing more than to see you for a high five and like the update on how great your life is. I don't ever want to see you in my chair again
and enjoy. Yeah,
absolutely. And you know, at this point, so many clients deep at this point, and I shared this morning, many of the clients that in the beginning are the most stubborn, erratic behavior clients where the whole time you just want to rip your hair out, break method is so effective that typically 2 to 3 sessions in, that client's already done a complete 180 and they end up being some of your favorite clients. And many of those clients that would have fit that archetype work for me today.
And I think I loved what you said also is that nothing scares you. I mean, anybody, no matter if you're sitting in jail or juvenile, you know, my heart always goes out to my sweet little juveniles because in jail.
We've taught this in a prison with, you know, real people.
People who've made some hard decisions.
Pretty hard decisions, yeah.
So people, if they want to work with you, it looks like 20 sessions. So that could be as fast as maybe 2-3 months?
So typically 20 weeks no matter what, you're doing 5 sessions with your behavior strategist, and then you're doing weekly check-ins with client support. So, you know, if I was your behavior strategist, you'd meet with me 5 times over the course of 20 weeks. So it would be about once a month, depending on how quickly you get through work, and then you'd be checking in with client support weekly. So you have that support throughout the process, but I think part of what makes breaks so effective is there are parts where you have to do work on your own. You have to be in that in-between space where
you actually give us homework.
Yeah, we give you homework, and there is this part of our brains that very much, if we all go back to when we were riding a two-wheeler bicycle for the first time, right, our training wheels just came off. Often you're off, you're going, and then what do? You look back for mommy or daddy for validation. You're like, look, I'm on a two-wheeler. What happens? You fall over. Gosh. Right, you're looking back, I'm doing it, right? So I think it's important to remember that in break method, oftentimes there are going to be those moments where there's a part of you that will want support and will want the connection, but you're going to understand why wanting that is part of what's keeping you stuck. How can I, like, in this
wanting
moment,
that validation,
that validation, how can I just be in this uncomfortable moment and have to sit in it for 3 days before I actually get to talk to somebody, right? We want what we want when we want it. That's, again, preference. Like, maybe you really do need to sit with it for a second in the unknown and get comfortable with the fact that you won't know for 3 days. So part of that break method process and structure is to help meet everyone's trigger point and help them rewire it.
That is fantastic. I've really enjoyed, I mean, this is how quickly an hour goes when you have such a fascinating guest. And I think one of the things I really appreciate too about this is that you really lean into everybody's unique style. I mean, even though we have the same 5 maybe brain pattern types, we each will have our same way or unique way of handling it and choosing to maybe step out of that rut. Might be very slow, might be fast. And so we'll all have very different results for this. So it's an incredible thing you've brought to the world.
Thank you. Yeah. And I think we all have the same results, but the experience of getting there will feel different. Everyone in break, 98% of people cross the finish line with that complete 180 experience. How enjoyable that experience will be along the way, that's unique.
Well, one of my favorite things is you've got to learn to find comfort in discomfort.
Amen.
And that is just the, on that note, I will send all of our listeners off. And again, if you want to reach out and connect with Busy, breakmethod.com is probably your best way. She works with families, children, if you want to bring her into a corporation, couples, that sort of thing. It's always good. We always need a tune-up of some sort. I feel like this, you know, we feel like there's shame in getting assistance or help but gosh, if you want to just break out of your very good, happy, healthy mode, you still can use some sort of an awareness to help you kind of maybe step out of that rut. I love that analogy.
This information will propel any person incredibly far.
And
it helps you understand human behavior and others in as deep a way as you possibly can. So it'll change all of your relationships for the rest of your life.
Well, Busy, thank you so much. Again, you're listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy, and that's all I have. Thank you, North Idaho Radio. I hope to talk to you next month.